were at Salford City Academy today, sat there watching the launch. You had your head in your hands. You couldn't bear to look. How was that, watching that?
Well, Tim is just such an amazing guy. He's just so inspirational to students. And you sometimes forget how difficult space is and just how hard it is to get into space. And so it's a thrilling moment, but it's also a dangerous moment. So as soon as I could see that he was actually in space, then it's just the first stage completed, and the next stage will actually be orbiting with the International Space Station later on this evening.
Like you say, you know the ins and the outs and the dangers there. I mean, it is a tense few minutes, that, isn't it, until they actually reach space?
Yeah, so there's lots of different dangers of space, but launch, landing and spacewalking are probably the most dangerous side. Plus also being in space for 6 months, because actually you're not using your body, you're not using your muscles. So actually just being in a microgravity environment for 6 months is actually a real danger in itself, which is why we're doing the exercise challenge that Tim has set here in Salford, because what we want to do is to get children to understand why it's so important to use a body, and Tim wants people to exercise alongside him while he's doing his 2 hours a day in space.
It's amazing, obviously, being in school today Salford and sort of taking the children through that experience, isn't it?
Yeah, and seeing hundreds and hundreds of children in Salford City Academy just watching the launch, just taking part in Tim's mission, because actually it's Tim's personal invitation. You could see Tim inviting children to exercise alongside him this morning, and then seeing children actually taking up that challenge that Tim has set has just been thrilling. And the school has just been fantastic. All the staff have been doing different lessons tied in with space. It's not just about PE, it's about the science and technology all tied in.
And we all saw Tim give us the cheeky thumbs up in the spaceship. I mean, is that typical Tim?
Yeah, so again, it's that thumbs up. He's such an optimistic guy, and he just wants everybody to share in his mission with him.
And that's what the school's doing here today. Obviously, you mentioned the exercise challenge. How important is it for Tim to keep moving in space?
Well, he's going to be exercising 2 hours a day. He'll be on the treadmill, he'll be doing weights, he'll be on the cycle machine, especially adaptive machines. And he'll also be doing the London Marathon in space, which is fairly cool. So he's going to be looking at doing a whole range of different science experiments as well, looking at the human body and what happens to the body in weightlessness, particularly for long-duration missions. So the exercise side is a huge part of his actual mission, and that's why he wants people to exercise alongside him and actually share the view of their exercising alongside him as well, because he'll be having an amazing view from space, but he's going to miss the views from Earth. So what he's also doing is inviting people to share the views that they have as they exercise. And you'll see around the school we've been actually taking views of children exercising in Salford, and we'll be sending that up to Tim as well.
How important is this mission to space?
It's hugely important for the UK government, because it's the first time that we've actually had a UK government-supported British ESA astronaut. And what they want to do is really inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. And also it's really important because actually the UK is part of what's called the ELLIPSE programme, which is about physiology and life sciences in space. And the UK has got a huge expertise in that sort of area. So it's great for science, it's great for schools, and it's great for the future of British space industry.
It's certainly got the whole of the UK talking about it, hasn't it?
Yes.